This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's the Power Hour here in the G-Bag Nation on a Christmas Eve TD Tuesday, and we welcome in the greatness of Fan After Dark. 7 to 11 tonight, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Welcome to the bedroom on a TD Tuesday, y'all's first voyage going motorboating through the best touchdowns from the NFL and college football weekend. How freaking fired up are you right now?
Ecstatic, elated.
I saw y'all practicing the motorboats there in the bullpen.
Yeah,
I thought that was a nice touch. You know, yeah. You come prepared. You guys like that. I respect that about you guys.
Did we just trick them into doing 5 hours of radio tonight?
We pulled the fast one on.
Well, hey, you guys are, you know, look, we're just here kind of doing our thing. We've already prepped our show. We took a page out of y'all's prep. Okay,
yeah,
all
yeah. Right. I see what you're doing.
Quick 10-minute meeting.
It's all it takes, man.
Feed up, eating while you're talking.
Peppermint barking.
We did a quick...
By the way, shout out to the aunt.
Yeah.
That's some good.
Yeah,
she knew what she was doing.
That peppermint bark is fresh. The real deal.
Made three different kinds. Graham crackers at the house. That
was
good.
Pretzel one.
That pretzel really, one was really...
That was good.
Really went crazy.
Nice
that was
crunch.
Awesome.
Did a gift swap real quick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're off and running.
How'd you guys do here? Who did the better gifting?
I think it's more the thought process.
I think it was a good 50-50. Yeah. For both of us. I really do. Yeah. I mean, thank God he said something to me last night. Hey, yeah. I'm going to get your gift because I wasn't planning on getting him anything. And so when he said that, I was like, all right, now I got to go out and get him something. And I think I did a pretty good job.
I think you did a splendid
I really do.
Job.
Yeah. I really do.
I saw a bottle of wine in there.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
getting
correct.
Classy with the girlfriend, yeah. Probably, yeah. Blake. Yeah. That'll be nice.
It was a nice gesture. I appreciate Fred. He also got me a Juice World shirt. Knows I'm a big Juice World that's fan.
It. Did he get it. You some Malto meal?
No Malto meal. I thought about getting him some Malto
stocking stuffer.
But then I was like, he probably has enough Malto meal for the year, so I didn't get him that. But I did notice we all wore gray sweatpants one day. Fred didn't have any gray sweatpants.
He called us out for it, too.
I did.
So I said, hey, now you're part of the gray sweatpants.
That's right.
And I got him some gray sweatpants and a little Texas Rangers ball cap.
That's it.
A little World Series cap.
Love it. Yeah, so, you're officially a champion, Fred Davis.
Hey, love to hear it. Love to be a part of it. And just so Broadus knows, I've been eating all day long today.
My girlfriend felt so sorry for you last night.
Well, I mean, I'm sure half the Tolos think, you know, it's like I was telling Blake last night. I mean, let Broadus tell it. I'm some anorexic crackhead, you know, if you hadn't seen me before. So, you know, I doubled up.
I was just worried. I was just concerned about you and your food choices. It
if
seemed
I
like
wasn't
to me,
eating.
It was like you're in college again.
Like, someday, look, Broadus, you know this as well as anybody, because you've been single for a long time. Yeah. I've been single for a long time. Okay,
you and I compare notes.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
you're like, hey, man, know, has this ever happened to you?
Exactly.
And I'm like, yeah, you kind of get through it this way.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, look, do I eat? Like I said, I eat to live, and that's
Malto meal.
That's weed.
I loved after I stayed a little bit late yesterday. I came downstairs, passing Fred and Blake as they just ran through McDonald's right next door.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a nice touch.
That's it.
Got me.
That's right. And just to shame you two real quick, I did get, albeit a small one, it's a thought that counts, a little gift for one of the security guards downstairs.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that out there to you two.
There you go.
I gave
yeah.
a gift
humble
to
brag.
security guard last year, and
okay.
then she left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She left after.
Like the moment the gift was given?
She like, gave it to her. She's like, I'm out of here. Hell of you.
But Wolchuk and I gave her a gift card. You know, like, hey, listen, thank you for all you do kind of a thing.
It definitely wasn't the security lady that was
got
not watchdogging your truck. Didn't give her anything, I don't imagine.
Here's the insurance statement for that, ma'am.
But, all right. Let's do this thing, boys and girls. It's time for TD Tuesday.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start on a Saturday morning, 11 a.m. kick. It's supposed to be a whiteout at Penn State. SMU didn't prepare for the frigid temperatures. Kevin Jennings, what happened? You just threw a pick six. Don't do it again. Damn it.
Steps away, looks downfield, throws downfield, intercepted. 45. Tony Rojas to the 50. Rojas to the 45. Rojas to the 40. 30. Rojas to the far side to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn State. Tony Rojas with Penn State's second pick six in the first half.
The worst tackling effort I've ever seen from football players, not named Trayvon Diggs. Now, these are offensive players, but the way they were attempting to tackle this guy was actually offensive.
I think that call reminded me of my call versus the Aubrey Shaps.
It was similar.
And Anna.
Yeah.
I think they were right on par with each other as far as excitement that we did. Who was that on the call? Do we know who that was?
I don't know the voice.
Penn State Radio Network.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like the radio broadcast.
Jack Ham is what I think does their color commentary. I don't know who does the actual
the play-by-play. Yeah. Okay. Not sure, but Penn State Radio with the call, and that's how we kick off an edition of TD Tuesday here. And the beauty of this point in the season, these TDs, they just mean more.
They sure do.
They just get bigger and bigger.
They sure do.
These are championship playoff TDs that we are witnessing right now. We just got the college, the young, perky TD. Now we go to the veteran stud, NFL style. Just a few minutes later here in real time, it's the GOAT, Pat Mahomes, scampering. Bad ankle, 15 yards, pay dirt.
Mahomes on the far hash in the pocket, stepping up and trying to squeeze through, stays on his feet, 10, 5, Mahomes is into the end zone, touchdown,
Kansas City,
on that bad ankle, stepping through the pocket, running all the way to the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Oh, come on.
That's sweet, sweet nectar. That's beautiful.
You're going to have to check. Fred's going to need a new pair of pants after that call right there.
I saw them go flying off in the middle of that call.
I've been listening to Mitch Holtis for 25 years or whatever it was. I mean, you know, now Kevin Harlan was the Chiefs play-by-play guy prior to.
I did not know that. Yes. That's awesome.
Also a Jayhawk grad, for those of you scoring at home. Yeah. So file that in your
head. A lot of really quality broadcasters. What happened to you?
Yeah. What's that? I mean, the fan hired me, so great question.
I have the same problem, I guess.
Great question.
Chiefs Radio Network with the call. I think the Chiefs are they're about to start clicking at the right time offensively. The defense has had to do a lot of the heavy lifting. Hollywood Brown's back. And Pacheco, of course, getting more and more of the load as we get into the postseason.
I kind of get tired of Pacheco, though. His running style's not normal.
Shut up, bitch!
That running style bugs me. There's nothing normal about it. Honestly, I'd rather have Kareem Hunt get more of the carries, and I don't think enough has been said about Omenihu getting back in the lineup.
Oh, that's a good call.
That's a huge deal.
They lost him in the Super Bowl last year, right?
Maybe he blew out his knee in the I can't remember if it was the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship.
Yeah, AFC Championship game, I think.
But he's back now.
That helps a lot.
I'm telling you right now, having him back is going to be enormous.
Back to college TDs. This one was enormous. It felt like it in the moment. Clemson's quarterback, Cade Klubnik, came to play in half number two. He found Jarvis Green.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, takes it to Williams, looks down the seam, throws it, got a man open, Jarvis Green, touchdown!
How about that? Jarvis Green.
Out of the backfield there.
All right, I listened to this broadcasting crew from Clemson, and I've never heard a more confused group of broadcasters in my life.
Wow. They didn't know what was going on.
They don't know the rules.
Oof.
They don't know the rules.
That's not good from a radio crew because you can't see the game.
They were very confused on, like, their sideline reporter was confusing. The booth was confusing. I'm listening. I'm like going, you cats don't know the rules.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of exactly what situation it was. But it took them 2-3 minutes to kind of figure everything out. Mm. And I was like going, man, okay, Clemson broadcast. Here we go. You know,
What do you think that is, though?
I don't know.
I mean, because like I said, I mean,
there's very Homer broadcasts, and there's a lot of wheeze and that, and I'm all cool with that.
Yeah.
But like they were trying to explain. God, what was it? I'll think about it here in a second. But they're trying to explain something. I'm like, guys, it's this, and they couldn't. There's three guys, and none of them could get it
Probably trying to explain that fourth down call that, you know, had they scored, they would have been down a touchdown. But anyway, I digress.
Well, thank you, Clemson Radio, with the call and the lack of knowledge.
No, I'm just saying, I was listening to them the other day.
No, it's a fair criticism, man. Yeah. They need to be more buttoned up. Yeah. All right.
Couldn't find Craig Way.
Yeah, we'll get to Craig Way here in just a moment. But first, we stopped down for the Texans and sad one, heartbreaker. Ooh. Tip of the cap, though, Mr. TD himself, Tank Dell, tough guy of the week.
CJ fakes the give, boots out to the right, there's pressure, steps back, now fires to the end zone, and caught, Tank Dell, touchdown Houston! Stroud to Dell, they score and can tie the game with the extra point.
Obviously in real time, the play-by-play team didn't realize the catastrophic nature of that particular play. The idea that Tank Dell was able to hold on to that football is truly insane. Great grab, and our heart goes out to him right now. He got one of those just obliterated knees.
Have you seen everything that they're saying has happened to it?
It's going
to
be a long surgery.
Like everything,
I
mean, multiple surgeries.
Yeah. And I mean, it makes Overshown look like a you know, like a broken knee or something like that. Yeah. He may be out the next year, possibly two, at the rate he's going.
Yeah. Really, really unfortunate stuff there. Hell of a grab, though. Thank you, Texans Radio, for the call. Now we head down to Craig Way Avenue, Texas Longhorns.
Okay.
Just when
rules.
You thought, just when you started to pucker up a little bit, Longhorns fans, Jaden Blue, 77 yards to pay dirt.
So on second down and four, the ball of the Texas 23. Jaden Blue directly behind Quinn Ewers. Handoff, Blue comes to the left side, broke a tackle, 30, 35. Here goes Jaden to midfield. The 40, the 30, say goodnight to this one. Jaden Blue, 77 yards for a Longhorn touchdown.
That would get me hype. That's top tier broadcast.
Did you hear the cannon go off in the background? Yeah.
Was that Bennett pulling the trigger?
Bennett pulled the trigger on the cannon. Oh. Yeah.
That's so my boy.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, your son, he just ran 77 yards? No, he's the one
he's a cannon,
firing the cannon.
Fire the cannon guy, yeah. But
and we're hoping he's still going to graduate. Yeah. That's my son.
Yeah, great. Hey, great block by Banks, the tackle on that one as well.
It's big having Banks back.
Yep.
Yeah, that offensive line's the real deal. All right, more Saturday TDs. We are now in Baltimore for an AFC North showdown. It gets all knotted up. Mr. Unlimited to Cordarrelle Patterson.
He gets a snap, back to pass, looking left, lofting for Patterson, who makes the grab. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers. Cordarrelle Patterson on a lofted pass, hauls it in for the touchdown.
Steelers Radio Network with the call, and that's when it was like, okay, we got ourselves a ball game here, boys and girls. Third quarter, tie game, and then here comes Marlon Humphrey with a pick six to really ice this thing.
The play action, Russell Wilson rolls right, throws, intercepted, picked off, Marlon Humphrey, he's going to the house, pick six, Marlon Humphrey, and the defense steps up to the moment, oh, what a play, and this house is on fire!
Hey!
He was excited, man.
I think we're seeing a lot of
pick sixes. Teams aren't just going down when I get the interception. They're like, how can I return this and get points for my measly offense?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. These guys now, I mean, the athleticism's through the roof. They get the ball in their hands. They're looking to score at every turn. That's what Marlon Humphrey did. Ravens get the victory, and they're cruising right now. Big game tomorrow for sure. Christmas Day action. Now we close it down Saturday with the Ohio State Buckeyes, and this Jeremiah Smith continues. The youngster continues impressing.
And Howard's going to sail that one to the left side toward the end zone. Caught, Jeremiah Smith. Touchdown. 22 yards. Will Howard to Jeremiah Smith into the left corner of the end zone. And Ohio State's lead has grown to 27-10 over Tennessee.
Impressive pipes there from the play-by-play man with the Buckeyes.
That made me feel uncomfortable. I don't know what it was.
That voice. My God. I tell you, almost as good as the interview y'all did with the Tampa Bay guy.
Oh, Dekeroff.
Gene Dekeroff,
Oh, man, those pipes.
Yeah, he's impressive. That's a legend. That's a true legend. All right, now we turn the page to Sunday afternoon.
Fred is ovulating. Yeah.
He will talk now. He will talk.
Nothing but professional TDs here on out. First quarter, Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, MVP, the number one SportsCenter top 10 play of the football weekend. Take it away, Bengals Radio Network.
Yossi Bosch goes in motion, now goes back in the original direction. Burrow to throw, steps up, throws, and it's caught for the touchdown. T. Higgins with the catch. He tosses the ball way up into the air like a geyser. Burrow was being pulled down and just flung it forward.
How about no Dave Lapham? Just
was Dave in the men's room?
He must have been just sort of hypnotized there by what Joe Burrow was doing.
He probably thought he was down.
A horizontal touchdown pass,
a geyser throw. I love that. I'm gonna add that in my bag.
Yeah, that was awesome. T. Higgins with the reception, and the Bengals get the victory. Now we head to Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, where it is Michael Penix getting it done. But it's the pick six, Jesse Bates. Here we go.
Tracy in the backfield. Here is Locke looking to throw. Ellis pressures. Intercepted Bates. Locke threw a pick six, and Jesse will cruise for the touchdown.
Yep. What a signing that was a couple of years ago. The Bengals missed that guy tremendously. Yep. Jesse Bates is a center fielder that is just ball-hawking machine, dude.
Was Bates at the height that we see him at a safety position when he was with the Bengals? I'm just trying to rack my memory. Like, obviously he was really good still, but was he like a top two, three when he was with the Bengals still?
Yeah, I mean, I think there might have been some other guys in play at the time, but he was outstanding. I mean, they tagged him 1 year because he would have hit the market and cashed out big, and then the next year they just let him go because the Bengals penny pinch.
He just keep getting better every year, man. Great safety.
Yeah, he's awesome. All right, to Buffalo we go. Drake May is trying to make it tough on Josh Allen, but James Cook, 46 yards. Let's go.
Here's the snap. Hand off to Cook. Coming to the left side. Darts through a hole. 40, 35, 30. And there he goes. They're not going to get him. James Cook is going 46 yards for the touchdown. The Cook is in the kitchen again.
That was a nice touch. Bills Radio Network.
Is this the one where he gets his hair pulled? I feel like this is what I'm imagining. That was like that 40-yard run where he kind of cuts up the middle, goes to the left.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Yeah, Bills Chiefs collision course. Will the Ravens have something to say about it? I don't know, but this AFC top three is no joke. All right, Bryce Young, Carolina Panthers. They were on a run, then they ran into the Cowboys. They got stifled, and then they come bouncing back, and all of a sudden, Kyler Murray doesn't know what to do. It's overtime. Here comes the Chuba missile crisis.
Here's the snap. They give to Hubbard over the right side.
Goes.
Breaks a tackle. 10, 5, high step. Touchdown, Chuba Hubbard, and the Panthers win in overtime. A game-winning 21-yard run by Chuba Hubbard. Sweet Caroline, one more time in 2024.
Walk-off touchdown, overtime, and ending the postseason hopes for the Cardinals. Kyler Murray continues to just come up just short.
If I'm Arizona, I'm seeing...
Very good.
I'm seeing who wants him.
Wow.
Kyler Murray is what he is. I'm over Kyler Murray. He's going through one, two reads, and then he's running.
Yeah.
Like, that's his... I mean, what game... he had that 10-2 start a few years back, and then they've imploded, and it feels like that's been Kyler Murray ever since.
Yeah, I mean, for a number one overall pick, the expectations just haven't been met.
And we don't roast him near as much as we roast other number one picks.
That's true.
That's true.
Because he hasn't been terrible. You know, he's had some really bad sections of seasons.
But if you love super mediocrity.
Yeah, he's your guy.
He's super athletic, and we keep waiting for that next shoe to drop. I mean, what's been the hype with him? Getting hurt and, you know, whether or not there was a Call of Duty addendum in his contract. Yeah. Like, that's what we talk about with this guy.
That was hilarious. Then he flipped that into a sponsorship and an extra bag, so kudos to him for that.
God bless him.
One thing we do know, Kyler Murray is no Cooper Rush.
Snap back. Standing time. Throwing in the end zone. That's a touchdown right to the post. Jalen Tolbert got free, and Rush dimed him.
I'd like to think that Jalen Tolbert was yelling "Bleep you, Broadus!" While he spiked that football
well,
in
that
the
Blake.
End zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Blake too.
I was talking to him, and it was the moment I walked away. He scored.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got to get this one in. This is Jared Goff. This is the stumble, and it is the Sam Laporta touchdown.
Jared takes, stumbles coming out of there, wants to throw, does downfield, you got a man wide open, Sam Laporta, touchdown Detroit Lions, oh my goodness, Jared stumbled coming out from behind center.
That play, they drew it up. Even the play-by-play guy's confused there. He has no idea that that was all intentional. Ben Johnson, I mean, the stock couldn't be higher. Coaching with all the confidence in the world. We'll see what happens with the Lions here. The injuries are through the roof, but he's going to take an interview with the Bears. If the Bears screw that up, my goodness gracious. You can't defend them in any way.
What do we think it would be? Money? That would be the shortcoming there? And maybe like some sort of power struggle down to that?
I think, number one, I think he's really mindful of the front office and how it's set up. And then I think money is probably number two with him. But he is very, very mindful of how the general manager and player personnel is going to work with the coaching staff. Yeah. And what does he have to deal with ownership in the front office and all that. He's going to line all that stuff up to where his liking, or he's not going to go.
Okay.
Well, Ben Johnson and the Lions are in a dogfight for the division thanks to these two fellas in Minnesota.
3:58 to go. Seattle leads by 4 in the fourth quarter. Sam steps up. Sam throws left. Caught. Jefferson. Touchdown.
Yes.
Sam, the man on the fan, finds the moneymaker, Justin Jefferson.
You heard it. Man on the fan. Shout out.
These guys get intense with these calls.
Vikings radio with the call. That was an outstanding play. Great throw from Darnold. Great grab. And in a huge moment right there, beating Seattle and keeping their division lead hopes alive. We might be in all the marbles week 18. Lions, Vikings. That's what I'm crossing my fingers for. All right, we continue here. Christmas Eve, the final hour of the program here. Fan After Dark sitting in alongside myself, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, and Lucius Alexander. Maybe we crank open a rim sesh. We got some other sports, Christmas traditions, all that next year in the nation.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 30 minutes to go here, Christmas Eve on a TD Tuesday. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. About to hit you on a little rim sesh here. Get your body ready for some Christmas Day basketball action or whatever else. We'll just be hanging out with
it over, Blake.
With the rim sesh vibes. But who knows what we're about to do here. Segment's brought to you by, of course, Soda, state-of-the-art weight loss, and Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org, as well as the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankels first. 214-333-3333 with Frankel & Frankel. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And now we go ahead, cut the lights out, put the kids to bed early on a Christmas Eve, Tuesday. And the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when we get to welcome in Fan After Dark. We go first experience with a TD Tuesday, and now first rim sesh.
Let's do it, man. I hear it on the radio.
What an honor.
It's like Christmas came early, literally, for us.
This is our Christmas
gift. How about that?
What a blessing.
Yeah, this feels good. This feels good. We have Christmas basketball tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody going to watch it, though?
I know. That's what I wanted to ask you guys. Between Christmas obligations from a family standpoint, whatever it is you got to do, plus the football that's on, like how much TV will you be allowed to watch tomorrow?
So the good thing for me is I'm doing Christmas after I get off the show.
Tonight
with Christmas for everybody. Tomorrow is all sports to me. I have no Christmas obligations.
You guys have a midnight mass?
Seriously, you're doing Christmas tonight?
I'm going over to Grandma's. We're hitting me, Shorty, Mom, Nana.
Doesn't Nana live in... I thought Nana lives in Louisville.
Well, she lives somewhere else. We're not going to look out where she lives, but not Louisville. But yes, far away, we're going to go do a little drinking, a little fellowship, and a little gift exchanging. And then tomorrow, it's all Shorty's going back with her family. Yeah. Mom's going to be doing. Me and Mom will probably hang out.
So you're going to the basketball game, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I'll be watching sports and then going to watch the Mavs game.
Kyrie, got a question for you about the second quarter there.
No, that's Kai.
Yeah, it's Kai.
We'll get some Kai love in there tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man is a basketball genius over there.
I like it. Kai,
it's great. It's great.
Damn. What about you? So you got a late night tonight. Look, my kids are with their mother, so mothers. And so, yeah.
The two baby mamas.
Two baby mamas by two kids, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're loving it up.
If you FaceTime them and mom gets in the camera frame, what's your response?
She won't.
But if she did?
She won't. I mean, hey, how you doing?
Keeping it cordial.
I mean, I actually, yes. I mean, I'm probably right now in better, standing with my daughter's mother right now than I am with my son's.
But that kind of goes back and forth.
No, I mean, the son's mom, that's a whole nother story. We've talked about that on the show. Daughter's mother, I mean, she's been out of high school 4 years, so, you know, it's done. Like, we've taken care of that. So
yeah, that hay's in the barn.
She's remarried. She's got two kids of her own. So he's miserable. So whatever.
Winning.
He's a cholo. He's miserable.
He has to listen to me every night.
That's right. No, he does it because I've talked crap on him a handful of times. So yeah, God bless him. He's a Texans fan. He's one of those guys that you watch football with, and he blames the refs after every single play. And you're just like, okay, I gotta go. Like,
at some point, you gotta look in the mirror and you gotta.
At some point, it's like, no,
handle business, bro.
You know, not everything's a conspiracy. Not everybody's trying to get the Texans to lose.
You're a Texans fan, dog.
Let's just enjoy just football. Okay,
own where you are.
That's it.
So you'll be watching sports tomorrow.
Oh, bro,
I'll be locked in.
Two TVs going.
So you're going solo man cave Christmas.
He's doing the solo Christmas.
Pizza.
I got food ready to go and everything.
Tell me how you're delegating this because this is the slate. 12 Knicks Spurs at 12 o'clock.
Going on the secondary TV?
Okay, 1 o'clock. What's going on at 1?
Well, my Chiefs come on at noon, but that's 1 o'clock
noon,
Eastern.
Correct. Noon. 2:30, Mavs. Time zones. Mavs Wolves.
Blake, Thursday time zones, next.
Mavs Wolves, are you going to be side TV in, or are you going to be locked into one or the other?
No. Chiefs will be on the big screen.
Okay.
And then I'll have the Mavs on the side screen.
And then you got Texans, Baltimore at 4:30?
No, football will dominate the big TV for the first six hours. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Like, tonight we'll watch Die Hard. It's a Christmas tradition, so...
By we, you just mean you.
We.
You could go home with Blake. Hang out with Blake. Their family's had a lot of fun.
By we, I mean me.
There is football on tonight if you want to watch sports.
Who?
The Hawaii Bowl.
Hawaii Bowl.
Oh, is it?
That's usually a Christmas day. We used to have back in the day was the Blue Grape.
Remember the Aloha Bowl?
I do.
From back in the day?
I do. Absolutely. I do.
Mike Mamula made a damn career off that bowl game. Absolutely. That and the combine. Yep.
What about you, gents? What's the next day or two looking like y'all for the slate?
I will just be actively fighting with my wife about the games being on and me paying attention to it and then trying to go commercial breaks, you know, make up for it.
Fellowshipping.
That'll be an active discussion all day.
But Christmas is going to be fun for you, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
It'll
be awesome.
Little kids.
Yeah.
Do you have to put together toys tonight?
No. I don't think we did any of that. Now, I'm pretty unaware. I'll be just as surprised as the kids are when they open those things.
You're not
up.
Even sure what they have.
I love it. Not
he had
totally
seven
sure.
jobs. Oh, look what you got. Barbie's Playhouse.
Can we afford this? I'm going to look at my wife like, what the hell? I'm excited about tomorrow. Christmas is always wonderful. And yes, when you have the small children, you really just, you can't.
Are they get up early? Are they get up like at 5?
Oh, they are every day. My oldest daughter wakes me up so that I can go to the gym and she can do what she wants before everybody else wakes up.
Nice.
So no matter what the situation is, she will wake me up by 5:15, 5:30, and she'll be anxious to open stuff up. But we're not even doing it at my place. At about 9 a.m., we'll go to my parents' house, my brothers, their wives, their kids, because we got just a litany of tiny kids down the family.
Wow. What's the TV situation at that house? One TV in the living room?
One in the living room and then one in the backyard, so you can kind of play, because the kids will be playing in the backyard. I got to, you know, try and act like I'm involved, so you got the TV on out there. Yeah. That was a Christmas gift from me and my brothers to my parents last year. It was really a gift for
you
us.
You knew what you were doing. Like,
No. So we'll have football in the living room, football on, you know, of course. Then when the Mavs come on, I'll be soaking that in. So I'll be doing my best, but I won't get to just park it full man cave, soaking it all in, three screens.
Yep.
But I envy those that get to. Lucius, sports consumption tomorrow on Christmas? Is it just free reign?
I'm 100% chasing all the sports.
Yes.
I'm being locked in like I got money on it, too, because this is how I avoid conversations with family. Those intrusive conversations. Hey, man, so what's really going on with you? You know, that type of stuff.
No, tell me more.
Yeah, tell me more about you, man.
You start turning the volume up more on the TV.
How's the family doing? The wife, huh?
Everything good?
Nah, man, we're watching the game, bro.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that's good. Well, one of the guys we'll be watching tomorrow as the Mavs take on the T-Wolves is Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
We know him. We love him. He's hilarious. He's super fun to watch.
He cusses too much.
He does cuss quite a bit, and I would agree, too much. And here is a new edition of him cussing in a clip here. This was over the weekend after the Timberwolves got absolutely smoked by Karl Anthony Towns, former teammate, and the Knicks. And they're down bad right now. T-Wolves losing, I believe, to the Hawks last night. They're struggling. Yeah, and so this is the type of Anthony Edwards that we will be seeing tomorrow on Christmas.
We don't have no identity. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we know I'm going to shoot a bunch of shots. We know Drew's going to shoot a bunch of shots. That's all we know. We don't really know anything else. I mean, it's not on the coaches at all. It's on us. We out there playing. But we got to make it easier for each other. Coaches put us in great positions too, man. We just don't do it.
Man, that trade's looking dumber and dumber by the day, trading Karl Anthony Towns for Randall and DiVincenzo, because both of them have struggled in Minnesota, and Kat is having like his best year ever, leading the league in rebounds, dropping 30-point games left and right. So, Timberwolves, man. I mean, you make a Western Conference Finals run and you swap up the team. It's always that tough thing.
When you did it.
It's like, do I keep going and make some tertiary changes, or do I kind of take it apart thinking that someone else will come out, and they took it apart and it's not trending well right now for them?
No, it's not at all. And it's funny. And it's also, I mean, the Mavs already had their number anyways. Like, the Mavs are totally in their head. This is Big Brother. And I look forward to hopefully the Mavs continuing this dominant stretch tomorrow. Luka 40 ball.
He's probable with the heel.
Yeah, I could totally see that. Totally see that. On Christmas Day, he wants to show out, and he's on fire. I mean, he's just been otherworldly. The offense is clicking in a huge way. They've won 13 of their last 16, so I think it'll be on full display tomorrow.
They're 5-0 with their main starting lineup of Luka, Kyrie, Clay, PJ, and Lively. 5-0 when those guys start. My question for you two gentlemen, I already know what Fred's answer. Maxi Kleba, I'm going to set his line at 0.5 points, over or under.
Hammer that under.
Broadus?
I'm going to say over because I'm going to say this because I talked to some people at the Mavs and they want to get him more involved.
Oh, I know, because they want to get that trade value up.
Yeah. I saw a thing today that had the Mavericks swapping him out for Larry Nance.
Yep.
As a possibility. That. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm done with Maxi. I've watched him in person. Kind of like Tolbert. It's like, why are we
at
giving
least
this guy?
Tolbert scores, though. Like, true. I'll give him that. Tolbert at least gives you a touchdown every other game.
Dwight Powell scored more in like 3 minutes than Maxie's.
How do you guys feel about Ben Simmons?
Oh.
That's a name that got thrown out today. Our girl Lauren Gunn.
Yep.
I guess he's a buyout candidate with the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
And could he be a 4 or 5 for you?
Oh, my goodness.
Still play defense?
Yeah. Still plays defense, still athletic, still pushes the pace and transition. And her point was just getting a backup forward position, not a guy to handle the ball, not be the Ben Simmons we all know, but just to be the athletic guy running transition and
that's
playing defense.
That's what Coop talked about, right? Did Coop talk about that?
You can't even make – how could you make the money work on that?
Buyout situation, so it wouldn't be
– oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, his $40 million,
well,
they'll
all right.
Figure it out.
Yeah, in that scenario
– like, hey, you're our backup forward. That's it. There's nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, and there's no promises whatsoever that's going to go well at all.
But it'd be like Kyrie, a buyout flyer.
Thought that about Kyrie, though, didn't a lot of people? Yeah. Like, oh, it's not going to go well. Why would you do that?
Yes, but you knew he was a competent basketball player. With Ben Simmons.
Yeah, with a lot of things kind of going off the court.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, hey, good for him. He's definitely proved a lot of us wrong from that standpoint.
I mean, you can call me a hater, but really give me most players in NBA over Maxi. I get he's a great team player. I'm not in the locker room, so I don't know his personality.
You hate Maxi.
No, you do.
I'm watching
with my eyeballs what's on the floor. He does not help this basketball team. I see everyone on Twitter try to defend him. He's a really good team defender, Blake. No, he's not.
I think it's because he's German as to why he's still on the team.
That guy.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, I think he's got the
the respect.
That's it. I'm telling you. I think it's as much about
that
as anything.
What's your other theory, your practice theory?
Oh, I think he's a really good practice player. I think they love him in practice. He does everything they ask him to do. All yes, Valley sir. Ranch. No, sir. Exactly. Yeah. I think there's something to be said for that. That's why they've kept him around. And, I mean, look, you don't think Jason Kidd sees the same thing we do? So I'm telling you, the guy. I think it's A, he's a good citizen. B, he's got the Dirk connection.
There you go, bringing up the citizenship again.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I'm just telling you. Something's got the net up. There.
Build the wall, Fred.
All right, on that note, we're going to go.
Just steady rabble-rousing over here. Just steadily rabble-rousing. Not
slonged by Broadus. All right.
On many sides.
We'll continue the conversation, crosstalk with Fan After Dark on a Christmas Eve TD Tuesday next year in the nation.
In the shotgun, fakes the run, heaves it. Oh, he's taking a shot. Deep down the left side for Gallup. Oh, my gosh, Gallup caught it. Gallup caught it down at the Eagle 45. What a ridiculous throw and catch. Are you kidding? 39 yards from his own 12.
There's your Dallas Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly and go bleep yourself, Broadus, because I nailed it.
Yep. There was a really good chance that you were not going to nail that, as Lucius asked you. Hey, you got that read. For
fortunately, Ciroc. I had it.
I took the over.
Yeah, thank you.
Wish Jerry took this team building as seriously as Squirrel Brains.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seriously,
he was pretty passionate about that.
He was
that.
Very passionate about that Squirrel Brains.
Is that the most interesting thing you've heard someone eating?
Monkey brain.
Who do you know that's eaten that?
Oh, it's friends have gone overseas and done that.
Like, eat that bush meat?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to follow that. Fred, you? Any? What's the craziest food you've heard eat?
Gator.
That's rattlesnake.
It's delicious, you know? Dude. The fried gator's unreal.
Chris was telling us about rats that they were. When Chris
possum. I've eaten possum once.
When Chris saying about like people in Thailand eating rats?
Yeah, he was in Bangkok and they were doing like rat kebabs.
It's disgusting.
Like rat on a stick.
Oh, what are you saying? Disgusting. You ate a possum.
I mean, I did eat a possum. I mean, I ate part of a possum. So.
Knowingly?
Yeah, man. It was back in.
Fred, I swear.
Was the electricity out for like 2 weeks or something? No, what was going on?
Real quick. I was in Beaumont. We were living in the hood.
They got hit by a car.
Man, we had this dude, little Mexican dude named Shorty. There were possums in the backyard. He pulled out the 12-gauge shotgun, killed three of them.
Oh,
boom, boom, boom.
God. Wow.
Sliced them and diced them right there in the kitchen. Cooked them up.
And that was dinner for the night? Like you
nachos.
I mean, I ate the next day, yeah.
Well, you ate leftover possum?
I mean, cooking up that night. I mean, I wasn't sticking around waiting for the possum. You know, what's the ETA on when you gonna wrap that up, huh?
What did you eat the whole thing?
I'm sure that possum was still.
No, I ate a piece of it the next day. Just say.
Is it like the ribs or I don't? What part of possum do you even?
I mean he had it out, so I just grabbed a possum piece, ate it, and that was it.
So it's the whole possum you ate.
No, dude. I don't know what part. Like a little chunk, like a little piece of
grilled,
a little shrivel,
smoked, fried. What are we talking
possum
about?
Possum belly.
Like, how was it cooked?
He had put in a. He had made like a stew out of it.
Ooh.
So
possum stew.
Come on, Shorty.
Man, I'm telling you, Shorty. I wish I had the picture where my man had. He was sitting there holding the three dead possums, holding them up. Telling you.
He said, can't wait to eat that stew tomorrow. Hey.
Lunch is served.
I'm telling you, it was off the chain.
What do you guys consider, what's Christmas food? Like Blake, you're going to your party tonight. Uh-huh. I mean, you're going to arrive at like midnight, so you're getting leftovers too.
Yeah, for sure. I would say some mac and cheese and some peppermint bark. That's my two.
Mac and cheese. I mean.
Odd.
That's
maybe honey ham.
It starts and stops there.
Christmas is all about that ham.
Yeah. Probably say honey ham, maybe. Mac and cheese, peppermint bark. I need that trio right there.
In no particular order.
No eggnog for sure.
Most synonymous Christmas food for you, Lucius, would be the ham.
Definitely the ham. I like the eggnog there. Yeah.
Do you spike yours, Lucius?
God bless you for liking eggnog.
It has to be spiked. And if you get that Pennsylvania Dutch that they have already made up at the liquor store, you might want to cut that one down, bro. You might want to cut that one down. And have you in your living room cussing out your family. I'll pay money for Christmas.
Who tried the Rodeo Ron moonshine last night?
I smelled it and I couldn't do it.
Bro, seriously.
Rodeo Ron with a Christmas gift for the ages.
Nice,
surprise drop off with some nice treats. How delicious. They look delicious. A little cinnamon something or other.
No, I couldn't start my truck last night, so I poured some of that Rodeo Ron apple pie stuff in there. Started right
apple
up.
Apple pie moonshine. Dude, Lucius, what'd you think?
Yeah, I wiped it out. That was pretty good.
Did you really?
Yeah, I finished that joint.
Okay.
I got a problem.
That's why it was 4 p.m. before Lucius was dialed today.
Bro. Yeah, I wiped that out. It was pretty good. You got to take it in sips, because if you're drinking too much, you'll be drunk.
Yeah, you'll be really drunk. Yeah.
Say that again.
Wow, dude. Okay, because I was too sick. I smelled it, and that was enough for me for last night.
I smelled, and I was good.
Oh, it was, yeah. I mean, that was rough.
That was a hell of a gift.
Yeah, it was.
Shout out to Rodeo Ryan. Yeah, you guys got to meet him, too. How about a legend? I mean, he looks like he, like you imagine.
He looks like a Rodeo Ryan. Everything you kind of envisioned? Yeah, buddy.
That dude's eaten some possum before.
Boy, facts. At the very least. Yeah.
What do you guys got coming up on the program tonight? Thank you, by the way. Back-to-back power hours, thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Blessing to be part of y'all's program.
Yeah, what do we have going on tonight anyway?
We're emptying the clip today.
We are. Seriously.
Just kind of
laid it out.
It's not. I love
they're mailing it in again.
I love your thing. No mailing it in. We don't know.
UPS is closed today. No mailing it in. Emptying the clip.
We call it freestyle.
Freestyle.
That's it. We call it freestyle. So, look, we're going to do, we're doing Tolos on the telephone tonight, all right? So we want folks to call in,
this ought to be fun.
Give your Christmas shout-outs, but we're doing it at 7:40, because
go late when people have, boosted up.
But see, that's the thing, though, and to your point about the Christmas stuff, at what point are people going to not be able to listen to radio anymore? Family comes in, baby mama, girlfriend, grandma.
Turn on Fred and Blake.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean? So
hang out with us.
Have the AirPod in at Christmas dinner.
Right? So
I'm going to do toes on a telephone, Mom.
Okay, real quick. Well, you guys are here Thursday, correct?
Yes. Heck
yeah. All right, yeah. Thick Thursday.
Okay,
thick
Thursday.
Come on back and see us, Fred.
All right, no, because we've got... We're
5 hours of radio.
We're doing names. We're down to our final five names for our listeners.
Four.
Okay? Well, we're going to throw your little goofy name in there.
Wait, you have a good one. I like one of the ones that you got.
You like Parker? You like that?
I'm not doing that. We're not doing that.
Okay. So I want you guys to just real quick, sleep on this, and we'll touch base back on Thursday. Fanpires, fatties, BFFs, Farkers, and Roamers.
We're going no with the Farkers?
Yeah, we're leaving that one alone.
Okay, thank that's you. A shame.
That's going to slip up. Oh, Blake?
Yeah.
But that, see, that, we got to keep people on their toes. We got to keep people on their toes. So.
I love it. Good options. I look forward to that. Thick Thursday, Fan After Dark. Hopefully we'll see you guys for the G-Bag Nation Power Hour.
Absolutely, you will.
Thank you to Lucius Alexander. Thank you, Fred and Blake. They're rocking with you for the next four. Brian Broad is Super Bowl champion.
See you Thursday, bro. Happy
Merry Christmas.
Holidays, yeah.
We'll be back on Thursday. Merry Christmas from the G-Bag Nation.